So we want to look at Hebrews 11, 6 and all of the verse. But without what? Faith. Most of us already know that faith comes by hearing the word of God. We're not going there. You know, so many avenues we could have gone, but the Lord said, go to the core. Let them know who I am. Let them know who Jesus is. Let them know who the Holy Ghost is and what he'll do. And you know, you have to do that in a very brief time. So he says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. To please whom? God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a what? Rewarder of to them that what? Diligently seek him. Bishop, in maybe his first from the pastor's desk, by the way, it's on the website. And he said in that, you should never go to God in prayer and come away without your answer. And then he went on to explain why you can have your answer. So I believe that God is, and I believe he hears and answers when I diligently seek him. The Bible says, seek him with your whole heart. Seek God's face. Seek him while he may be found. Say, I'm seeking, Lord. Shout hallelujah. Say, God is. Say, God is the only God. Shout hallelujah. Say, I believe it. Are you listening? Are you saying I believe it? Come on now. You know, we read your post on there and you say, I'm listening and preaching all of that. But what about you yourself? What are you receiving from this word? Make it part of your life. We're taking you to the booster shot. That was the first shot. God is. Seeing that God knows everything, all of our needs, he created man, he made provision for our life. He made boosts for our life. Say boost. Hallelujah. I was lost. Say, I was too. I was born in sin. Say, I was too. And I was lost until I received Jesus and I got born again. So that's something to shout about. Hallelujah. Woo! Just think about it. You were on your way to hell. You were separated from God. You got born again and he said, you become one with me. Read John chapter 17. Didn't go there in my notes. But God made provisions for us. And that provision, we are so familiar with John 3:16. Say provision. Say provision. Say provision. Say I needed something. God gave me something I needed. Say I needed something. God gave me something I needed. A way. Say a way to be born again. Shout hallelujah. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever. So woo, a whosoever is me. Woo! A whosoever. You don't have to shout if you don't want to. Woo! A whosoever is me. That believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let me go off a little rabbit trail. I can shout about that so because I joined church when I was 9. I did the best I understood. But one thing that was wrong with my joining, I would hear the older people saying that he just got off the mourner's bench and he didn't have anything. He just got off because the others come. One would get off and the whole row would come. I made up my mind, I'm going to be the first one off. And I spent until I was 21, really? Lord, how can I know that I'm saved? How can I know that I'm born again? Just to shorten the story, at 21, woo! 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 I stopped perishing and I have full eternal life. Can you shout hallelujah? You know, while I'm talking, thousands of people going to hell. We don't like to talk about hell, but it's true. So that's why we got to get the gospel out. That's why you got to have all you need to do all that you need to do. All that God called you to do. He's giving you your booster shot. Romans 5 and 8. Romans 5 and 8. But God commanded his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners. What happened? Christ died, say, for me. Point to your neighbor and say, Christ died for you. Christ died for the world. And you know what? He made salvation available for everyone. I saw a clip in this man ministering in the cities. He went to some city, don't remember what it was, high murder rate and all. And they set up and had a revival in the street. And this girl said, I was raised in church, but I turned to this religion. She said, but I'm coming back. I'm coming back. And we preach the gospel. You don't have to make it happen. It will happen. Listen, when Jesus, and don't say this was just Jesus because he's in me. Say he's in me. There's only one spirit. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in me. And they would hunt him down. Jesus got to where he couldn't even go out in the public anymore. So he went into the mountains and he saw the disciples went on a ship and they didn't see him and they went to another town looking for him. And when Jesus did come walking, you know, after he walked on the water, got there, they were there waiting for him. That's the fire that you have. That's the power that you have. That's the boost of the Holy Ghost that God has given you. And it's given you. Let me move on. Romans 10, 9, 10. We know that. There may be somebody watching who doesn't know Romans 10, 9, 10, so I better read it. Thank you, Lord. Whoever you are, wherever you are, if you were in here, or if you're watching now, or if you happen to watch it 5, 10 years from now, you must receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He's the only way to the God who created all things. I repeat, he's the only way. And this is what you do. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thine heart, not this thing, this organ that pumps blood, but in your spirit, man, say in your spirit, say in my spirit. And you might say, I don't know what my spirit is. You're three parts. You have this physical body, your mind and your emotions is your soul, and down in your belly is your spirit, where you contact God. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. It's all in the book. You ask God to, Lord, lead me where I need to go, and he'll get you what you need to know. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Come on now, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody stand up. Everybody stand up right quickly, quickly, quickly. Quickly. Oh, now, quickly. All right, sit down, sit down. Sit down. I just wanted you to stir you up, give you a little boost. Once you have received him as your Savior by the preaching of the good news, the gospel, Romans 1:16, don't turn there. For Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Say the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. That's the word we are preaching tonight. Salvation, being born again, getting to know Jesus as your Savior. The Father God in his Son. Hallelujah. Paul started many of his letters off and said, the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The God and the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I like to say, the God and the Father of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians 2:13. 2 Thessalonians 2:13. Listen, once we receive him through the preaching of the gospel, that's how you receive him, the preaching of the gospel. Somebody believe God exists. Somebody believe that he sent his son Jesus to be the Savior of the world. Somebody preached that to you or told you that, and you believe it, and now you're born again. Amen? This is how you do it.